Well, today I'm going to continue our reflections on the Mass that we're doing in preparation for the new translation. Now, if you remember, about a month ago when I first started this, in the first homily, I talked about how the Mass is a formal sacrificial meal in which we participate in our Lord's sacrifice. 2 weeks ago, I talked about how important it is to be conscious of our actions and our words during Mass. Well, today I'm going to start looking at the Mass itself, but I'm going to start someplace maybe a little bit different, a little bit where you wouldn't expect. I'm going to start by looking at preparing for Mass, because I hold that how we prepare for Mass is just as important as what we do during Mass. You know, when we get ready for Mass, you know, we get ourselves physically ready. So we get up in the morning, or we get going before the Saturday evening Mass, and we hop in the shower and we get dressed, and parents get the kids going, which is an enterprise all its own. It's a challenge all its own. Then we drive to church and we come here and we sit in the pew, and we're physically ready for Mass as soon as we hit this pew. But are we spiritually and mentally ready? You know, did we take the time to, you know, mentally shift gears away from the things of the world, away from the concerns of the world, and focus on what we're about to do here at Mass? Do we enter the spiritual mindset necessary to be prepared for, to enter into this heavenly banquet, you know, to slow down and more fully enter into the sacrifice we're about to celebrate? That's the importance of mentally and spiritually preparing for Mass. So how do we do this? I would argue that it needs to be done before we even leave our houses, before we even get ready to come to Mass. One great thing that we can do is we can take some time before we get ready to come here and read the scriptures that are going to be proclaimed. Spend some quiet time with the scriptures. Read through them, and then meditate on them. Don't just, you know, kind of read through them, okay, I know what's going to be said, and move on. But spend a couple minutes thinking about the scriptures. You know, what questions come up? What concerns? What do I need to change because of these scriptures? What am I unsure of? Just a couple of minutes entering into dialogue, entering into conversation with the scriptures. And there are some great resources available to do this. If you might have heard of the magazine Magnificat, so there are several people in the parish I know who have a subscription to that. Wonderful resource. Comes out every month with all the scripture readings plus a little bit of a reflection. Another possibility is called The Word Among Us. Sometimes parishes will get that for Lent or Advent. It's got the scriptures, it's got some meditation, some reflections on the scriptures. It's a great resource. If you're like me and you're kind of cheap and you want the free resource, if you've got internet access, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, on their website, publish the daily readings. You can go to usccb.org and download the readings every day. You know, just simple resources. Another thing we can do to prepare before leaving home is spend some time as a family. And this is especially important for parents with young children, for them to see their parents praying and to pray with the kids. Now, it doesn't have to be something elaborate. It doesn't have to be a full rosary, although that is a very good thing to do, is to pray a rosary as a family. But it can be as simple as praying in Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be before you leave the house, get into the car to come to Mass. But it is very important for kids to see parents praying. And it's very important for couples to pray together, especially before coming to Mass. Now, once you've left the house and you've entered the car, that's still an opportunity to prepare for Mass. You know, if you're like me, you usually have the radio on all the time in the car. And especially if you're driving a long distance, it's almost essential to have the radio on in the car to keep awake. But in driving over for Mass, maybe turn off the radio just for the few minutes it takes to get to Mass, and spend that time in prayer. You know, if you come in from the country, which I know there's probably not a lot of people from the country here today because of the snow and the road conditions, pray a rosary as you come in. But even if you live here in town, just say a couple of quick prayers. Maybe pray a decade of the rosary if it takes you that long to get here. But spend that time in the car and praying. Maybe as a family, you can talk about the scriptures you read before you got in the car. Once you get here, we should definitely take the time that we're here to prepare for Mass. That's very important. Now, it's good when you come in to greet the people and visit with the people there at the entrance. I try to be early so we can do that. But once you get here into this room, get into the nave, sit down in a pew, it really should be a quiet time for prayer and reflection. We need to spend the time that we're in here reflecting on what's about to happen, reflecting on the sacrifice of the Mass. This would be a good time, again, to read the scriptures. You know, pick up the Missalet while you're sitting here or kneeling here and read through the scriptures again. It's important that we read the scriptures before Mass. Hearing the scriptures proclaimed, read, should not be the only time we experience the scriptures in a week. We should be experiencing it multiple times. We should be in the scriptures, ideally, daily. We should be reading the scriptures daily. But at the bare minimum, we should be preparing for Mass by looking at the scriptures. If you come here early enough, pray the rosary. I know sometimes there are groups that get together before Mass and pray the rosary, especially during daily Mass. You know, it's an excellent way to prepare for Mass, a wonderful way to prepare for Mass. Because the rosary is, first of all, it's because of its repetition, because it's repeating the prayers, it allows us to enter into a meditative frame of mind. And what we're meditating on is our Lord's life. We're meditating on the mystery of our Lord's life. So it's a good thing to do to prepare for Mass. But there's an important point here. If we're going to spend time here in the church preparing for Mass, we need to be early. It's very important we're early for Mass. You know, I think of, you know, sporting events. If a person's on a sporting team and they know that the game starts at 6 o'clock, they're not going to show up at 6 o'clock and expect to play. Usually if they do that, the coach is just going to say, go hit the bleachers. We'll see you next time. Usually for a sporting event, they're what, half an hour early? So they have time to get dressed, get ready, get warmed up before the game. Well, in a way, that's what preparing for Mass is it's a spiritual warm-up for Mass. It's not unexpected we should be here 10 or 15 minutes early to spend that time as prayer. You know, and I would say it's almost a must for ministers, you know, unless there's a good reason, that if you're scheduled to be on for a minister, one of the roles in Mass, you really should be here at least 10 minutes early, just in case there's something different about that particular Mass, that there needs to be some instruction. But also, again, just to be here and to be ready to do your ministry. The reason why we need this quiet time before Mass is because we live in a culture of noise. Everywhere you look, there's noise. Everybody has TVs, radios, internet, newspaper, iPod, you name it. Especially the younger people, kids and those who are college age. It's constant noise. We need this time to get comfortable with silence. We live in a culture that isn't comfortable with silence. But yet that's where God speaks to us the clearest. Yes, he can speak to us through the media, through music, through all these things. But he speaks to us the clearest and the loudest through silence. So we need to become comfortable with this silence so we can hear God speaking to us in our lives. So it is vital, it is important that we take this time to prepare for Mass, to take this time to listen to God speaking to us through the Mass, so that we can have a healthy relationship with him. So may we seek to become comfortable with that silence, and may we seek to prepare ourselves for the Holy Mass.